And what we do is we do 11 laps, basically of 10 stories each, so it equates out to 110 stories, which is what the World Trade Center, the height of the building.
Just as a fundraiser, or just as a memorial?
It is basically a fundraiser. It is both a memorial remembrance and also a fundraiser for the National Firefighters Foundation. How this all began is back in about 2005, four or five firefighters in the Denver area, as a tribute to 9/11, started a climb there in Denver. And each year after that, it got more and more popular, and they finally had to cap it at 343 firefighters. And then the foundation found out that they were doing this and asked them if they would head up doing this nationwide. So right now, I believe there's about 30 or 35 cities that do a stair climb as a fundraiser.
And the 343, that's the number that
was That's lost. The number of firefighters that were lost on that day, yes, correct.
What are those lanyards that everybody's wearing?
What they are is they're a picture of the 343 firefighters that were killed that day. Some people have a specific firefighter or officer that they request to carry. Most of us will just pick at random. And then the plan is that all 343 lanyards are taken. So that way everybody climbs.
Okay, are you going to be doing it?
Yes, I am.
What is it they're going to be wearing?
I haven't decided yet. Probably my bunker gear and then probably an air pack.
When you're talking about bunker gear?
Bunker gear is our structural gear that we use when we fight fires. And that's what, you know, you wear on any fire response call. And that's what the firefighters were wearing that day.
And the air pack?
The SCBA air pack is what we carry on, you know, anytime we go into a structured fire. It's, you know, gives us the ability to breathe in a hazardous environment.
Is that going to be fully loaded?
It is fully loaded. The only thing is we will not be on actual air and everything, but it will be a full bottle.
And how many pounds total is that?
They weigh about 35 to 40 pounds. Just for the pack. And with our bunker gear and everything, that adds about 50 to 60 pounds.
But I heard somebody else say that it's not a race.
No, exactly.
Even though this one team is going pretty darn fast here.
Yep. You just climb at your own pace. Firefighters that actually do this as a living, that work in cities with tall buildings and whatnot, they have a very structured climb that they do. They climb approximately about one floor per minute, and they climb so many floors, then they stop and rest. So it's very structured on how it's done. It's not a race, even if there's an incident going on.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. If there's an emergency, you still have to take your time or pace yourself.
Then. Exactly, because if you don't, you're going to be totally spent by the time you're, you know, up to where you need to be, and then you're not going to be able to go to work. Yeah. So that's why they do it at a very structured climb.
That might be kind of hard to do for a firefighter who is
seeing,
you know, trying to that discipline in order to
exactly. But it's training.
What was it like when you first did it?
It was a workout. Definitely felt it more the next day, my legs and everything. So, but it's, you know, a tribute to those gentlemen and ladies that, you know, were on duty that day.